Good morning. Welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm here. Natasha, my girl G is across the way. How you doing, G?
I'm good. How are you, Cookie?
Good, good, good. So we have lots to discuss today, but we're gonna go off script and just like do it how we do.
Absolutely. I agree with
Yeah.
that completely.
The
We're so
one thing
fluid.
that's irking me that I've been seeing on these like news feeds that I'm like I don't follow, but I'm like I get like a little inspiration. The dressing options and the stylistic options of like these celebs, how they don't have to dress up. They can wear like sneakers, a rundown shirt, and it's still like wealthy. Like wealthy people don't ever have to dress up, but they still look wealthy.
I love that you brought that up. That's a random thought. You're
It is
just
a
a
random, but I've been seeing that lately because I'm like, oh, J-Lo wore just like a j denim shirt, or a lot with like Katie Holmes wearing like just t-shirts and like regular. I mean, they're like expensive sandals, but like there's no need to dress up because it's like we know you got money, I got money, but it's like I don't need to try, even though I'm sure what they're wearing is mad pricey.
It's a great point because I think about that all the time. I'm like, Mark Zuckerberg has like a closet full of like, I don't know, navy blue t-shirts. He looks like he's like, a tech guy. Maybe I should get into that because I don't know. We grew up in a time where people had like big logos on their sweatshirts and
Right.
logos. Rich people don't wear logos.
No.
I don't know how we got duped. We've been duped. And it's like free advertising. And it's like free whatever. Hip hop is notorious for this. They'll like just drop a designer or drink in their lyrics, and then people gravitate towards it. And they don't have to do much publicity at all for their brand. Is if one big rapper starts talking about it, they all kind of follow suit, which is
Yeah.
crazy. It makes the whole hip hop community sometimes look like a monolith because it's like we're all drinking Cavarsier. You remember those years? Like. We're all drinking Hennessy. I can't get it here, but I tried it and it's really good. Casamigos, right? Is that what it's called? It's
Oh,
a
yeah, I don't know.
tequila. It is like the thing. That's what everyone's drinking, tequila, tequila. And come to find out, I knew the name. I know this name. And then I remember George Clooney. George Clooney and his best friend, Cindy Crawford's husband, they launched this tequila company years ago. And now just taking off, and it's going to be one of those staples now. But now it's like he's making hand over fist money. But anyway, what we were talking about? Okay, we were talking
Well,
about
that
like.
just irked me. Like just seeing like these celebs, like they're just not trying. It's like effortless, or maybe they are trying, and that's the look. It's like effortless, casual. Like I look like I don't got money, but like everything on me costs like more than $500 a piece.
That's another problem. And I feel like that trickles over into the whole plastic surgery aspect of things, right? I feel like a lot of the actors and actresses that we hold dear, that we value, when they get work done, they kind of go minimal. They try to look younger, more youthful, more like we like remembered them years ago. But like new money, new people on the scene, their faces are like exaggerated. And I'm not talking about older women who go ham because we know a few of them who just go crazy with the plastic surgery. Like you said, like J-Lo's just walking down the street in regular jeans and like a tank top, and she could pull it off, and she'll always be able to. And some people are just humongous thighs and hips and butts. And I'm like, I'm not knocking it, but I'm like, there's so many complications, which I wanted to get. I don't even know if we did this like off pod. I think we like talked about it for a little bit about the whole bubble of plastic surgery, right? Unfortunately, I was telling you about this young woman who passed away. She was like a MTV person. I don't know. I forgot the name of the show. Something with Nick Cannon show where they make fun of each other. I forgot the name. You know what?
Not Wildin' Out.
Yes, that's the
Or
one.
Wild, is it?
Wildin'
Is that what it's called? Wildin' Out.
Out. So she was on this show. She is 32 years old. She has three kids, and she went in for some kind of mommy makeover situation, is what they're saying. And she was like found unresponsive. And I don't know her, and I wish her and her family the best and all the healing and stuff like that. when I Googled her, I'm like, this beautiful girl?
Right.
What? What was the rush? Like, I think her child is like, the youngest is like under one. Enjoy your time. I can't, I'm not a mother. I'm not going to say anything.
Nor am I.
I'm not,
right. Right. We don't know.
We don't know. We're not in the public eye like that. A lot of these Hollywood people are there for their looks and they feel like they've got to keep going and they just got to keep going and just don't know when. And I don't know if this is going to be significant going forward for young people in the industry to just chill out.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty young, 32.
Yeah, that is young. It's very sad.
My question to you is, do you think the whole bubble of plastic surgery will be affected by her passing, or do you think it's going to be business as usual?
I think it's business as usual because vanity speaks volumes. Unfortunately, I was going to say it's the exception, not the rule, but I think it probably happens more often than we think or that we hear of. But it's interesting because I always thought about, like, I've never had anything done, but like Botox, lip fillers, I'm like, yeah, I can. But I feel like it never looks natural. Like even the natural ones don't look natural.
No, no. And you have such a beautiful face. Please do not do something.
No, I want the lips. I'm thinking about the lips. Or they're saying when you do Botox, do it early.
But I don't believe in that either.
That's because you have great skin.
No.
I have skin issues. That's why I sigh. Not no hate. It's just I have my ongoing skin issues.
But. No, you're absolutely gorgeous. Please.
But yeah, like, no, I think vanity will always be stronger than any like casualty.
I am very curious because you're talking about doing it younger. I'm curious about the youngest of the Kardashians, the young. She has been getting surgery since she was, it was legal for her to get it at some point, you know, allegedly. I don't know. She was so young, changing her face. What is going to happen to her when she's in her mid-30s? Your body's still going to do what it does. Like when you're 20, when you're 30, when you're 40, regardless of what you're injecting and regardless of what you're doing, it's going to grow around it, grow under it. When you do something so young like that, what is your body's response? Like, we're just going to grow a whole new cheek here.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like it ends up like even what you see with the mother who is beautiful, even at I don't know what age she's at, but she's had work done and she has like similar characteristics as her kids. But like you can kind of tell like where it's hardened a little bit. Like when you get older, like how does that mold into like I mean, I don't know. I know she's had like multiple things done at different points.
Case in point. And she's talked about it, so I'm not talking out of turn. I've seen before, I'd never read like the article, but I've seen that Courtney Cox, our beloved Courtney Cox from Friends, she regrets a lot of the work she's done.
I know. Yeah,
I thought for a long time, I thought she was the prettiest friend for years. She always rocked whatever her look was. And I loved her for it. And now I'm just like, what? And you end up looking like everyone else, which is crazy. You can't even pick them out of a lineup. Everybody has the same exaggerated lips and mouth and tiny nose. It's bananas.
It's true.
LA is a cesspool. No, it's bananas. And you find like women that you really appreciate and admire. And you come to find out, you know, she's getting stuff done too. What a disappointment. I thought you were about female empowerment. That's why I do love Europe. I think they're getting into it too. Everybody's going to get into it. But
yeah,
I see so many like regal looking, beautiful, older women who dress nice, look good. And they're walking down the street in full confidence. And they got wrinkles. They got whatever. But they've earned their face. What do you mean you're walking around here with your natural face at 50 something years old? Like how dare you?
So you wouldn't ever get anything done. Not that you need to.
No. I mean, my yo-yo
like topical diet, stuff you would.
I don't know. My yo-yo dieting makes my skin, my body, everything different. So if I was ever at one steady weight for a long period of time, I might get a little this or a little that. But because I yo-yo so much, my face changes so much. So maybe if I start sagging, you know, if I lose face weight, I might be like, oh no, time to pump it up. Pump it up.
Pump it up. Yeah, I don't know. I'll say a PSA to everyone. I used to get like one or two gray hairs, and I used to be like, nah, yo, and I would pluck them, right? So I would pluck them, but now I have many more that I don't pluck. But the ones that I previously plucked, they're now like shorter, so they're like doing like the alfalfa thing. So don't pluck your gray hairs. Either let it
Right.
go natural, or I guess if you want to dye, dye. But I'm on the fence with that because I don't want to start dying.
Exactly.
And a lot of women in Hollywood too were like, nah, when guys go have the salt and pepper or the gray, like they look good. There's no pressure. So like a lot of like women in Hollywood are like, nah, yo, like I'm keeping the grays. It's what it is, and that's that.
First off, Anderson Cooper, by the way, you're talking about like silver hair foxes. I
Yes.
think he's been a silver hair fox for 37 years.
Right. He came out of the womb. He was already salt and pepper. Yeah.
I've never seen him with a different color hair
No.
thing.
Yeah. He's
Never,
been
never.
like, that's right.
And he's always going to be known to be good looking for this. And you can't do that if you're a woman. And the standards are always going to be like that. And I don't know. And then, like, even if you want to embrace that growing old with grace and everything like that, men are starting to do a lot of tweaking too. And I see Anderson. That's not your face from a couple years ago. I'm always staring at people's jobs. It's fascinating to me what you go to the doctor's office to show. You're like right here, and the
Yeah.
doctor's like, all right, whatever, I'm billing you anyway, so
Right, I'll do whatever you want.
speaking of aging gracefully, I have been following this woman on and off, and you know her. I'm about to drop her name. Don't worry. I've loved this woman since the 90s. She's a few years older than us.
I
She
was
was
going to
a.
bring her up earlier if it's the same
You
person.
think?
No, go ahead. I don't know. I was going to
No,
bring up,
bad.
like, yeah. No, go ahead.
No, I want you to chime in. Let's see if we're of like mind.
Oh, well, we just recently, well, I don't know. So, we didn't talk about her aging gracefully, but we talked about how much we heart her and how she looks like the bomb. And how, as an aside, she's at my table. Like, I just randomly quickly saw Mary J. promoting, and we talked about like her show that she's on that I need to like get a hold of somehow. How she always looks amazing, blonde hair always looks good on her, and she's like aging beautifully, gracefully. Like she's like the OG forever. I heart her. I can't believe I didn't think about her for my table, but that's who I was thinking of. And I was gonna bring her up before. I forgot what you said, and I was like, oh, we gotta talk about Mary J. Blige.
You're absolutely right. She's aging the right way. And I don't know what she gets done or not, but she always looks like the same Mary J.
Yeah, she
Just
does.
better. Like her body is maturing in a beautiful, sexy mama way. And she's got like, it's so funny because she didn't have a signature look in the 90s, but she does now. Like everybody knows her from like boots, thigh-high boots.
Maybe
Yeah,
like a
thigh-high
trench coat of some sort, or like a long, yeah, and the blonde hair. It's amazing. I love it.
And I am not going to advocate. I can't do it sometimes. Women my complexion, they get blonde hair. It bothers me. Sometimes
No, it
it's
looks
got to.
natural on her.
She looks like she grew this blonde hair out of her head. I
Yeah.
don't understand. Like, what in the Game of Thrones? I don't understand. And it
Actually,
looks
I
so.
shouldn't say that it's crazy to say, because I'm sure there's some, right? That's not crazy to say. I'm sure there's some, well, like black women who have blonde hair, if they're like mi
They could have blonde streaks. It's about complexion. So sometimes someone's mixed or whatever the case is.
Right.
I've seen like some kids, are darker complexion. Like in the summertime, their hair might turn a little red. Their hair might
Right.
get like little streaks and stuff like that, which is really, really cute. But for Mary J herself, it always looks good. She's never not
Always.
looked good.
Always.
Like for the last, whatever, 30 years of being hip hop and R&B
Yeah.
diva. And
Is
I
that, wait,
don't
is that who you were gonna say?
know.
No,
No.
you weren't. I know. It's like I
I
didn't think it
was
was, but I was like, oh, I gotta get it out. Okay.
I knew you were going to ask me, and I was like, I should just say yes to be like, yeah, we're at
No,
one.
because we're usually on the same wavelength, but I know you, it wasn't Mary J, but okay, go ahead.
No. And she, too, around the same generation in the voice of a generation, but she doesn't sing. She was a talk show host.
She doesn't think she was a talk show host.
Yeah.
She
In
doesn't
the
sing
night.
at all.
No. Oh, she sang in a movie when she was a little girl called Hairspray.
called Hairspray.
Holy crap. I gotta take you to a bunch of shows.
Yeah, you do. Like a lot of work to do.
Her name starts with Ricky, ends in Lake.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was thinking that. Yes, Ricky Lake. Yes, we talked about her. She is
Yeah.
aging gracefully. She's the OG of talk show hosts,
Yes.
definitely. Her show
Yes.
was, I remember watching her show. She had like multiple seats, like the linear seatage, like on the stage or whatever. I think she was like the first to like debut certain platforms, and like she, yeah, and she still looks good.
She is so dope, and I love the person she's become. And that, like, you don't pay full attention to her because she's not in the news like that. But like her battles with illness, her battles with her weight, I think she was one of the first moms, celebrity mom, to like talk about doing natural birth. Like,
Yeah.
and I think she recorded her birth, like the pool birth, bathtub birth. Nobody
Yes.
was talking about that. That was even on the radar for people. And the fact that she did it, and if she had still had a platform, I think she should have been on The View, actually, in
Yes,
like
that
a
actually would have been
show.
a good, yeah, I think that would have been a good balance.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Those View ladies are bullies. I'll just say that, and I said it, and I'm
Jeez.
sticking to it.
Do
But
you
I
know how
think.
many times like I would YouTube like whatever confrontation they had between like I don't know, it was like Whoopi, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and then it was Barbara and someone else. And there was like one time that I was watching it live though and unfold, and they were like one of them was like trying to be like, go to commercial, go to commercial, and I was like, holy shit, what's happening? Like they're unraveling. So I don't
They
know,
were
but I
so
think you're right. I think
angry.
she would be a good addition.
I love Ricky Lake. I just love all the stuff she represents. She talks about the sugar industry. She talks about whatever industry. I think she was like talking about like women who give birth in like inhumane conditions in different countries just because, she
Yeah.
went through this whole process and she was like, I have access to healthcare. I have access to this, but women don't. I know she has a podcast and I want to listen to it. But it's very earthy, crunchy, like kumbaya. I need ratchet sometimes,
Yeah.
to
Yeah.
get going. But I want to take the time to like listen to her. She's remarried now. She just married a new guy a couple of few years ago. She's also an advocate, which she speaks about. I'm not speaking out of turn. Her second husband, I think, they were together for a while, and he committed suicide.
I
And
know
she
that.
talks about mental health. She has a lot to talk about. You
I
know
know
what?
she does talk about, yeah. I would love for her to be one for our podcast manifestations or interview manifestations. I would love for her to be one of our guests. I feel like
I
we would
think
like chit chat with her like the whole time.
first we tell her like for 15 minutes how much we love her, the
Right.
impact she's made on the culture. You had a choice after school. Either you're going to watch Oprah or you're going to watch Ricky Lake. And depending on
Was she
what age
on at the
you.
same time as Oprah back in the day?
I just know it was
I know it
after
was
school.
Channel 9.
Right. I just know after school one of them was going to be on and the other one was not. And
Yeah. I
I love that girl. She was so cute. I love her.
know.
Yeah, she's goals. She really is. And the reason we even talked about her is because I think I sent you a picture of her. She was posing naked on her 50 something birthday. Wait, did she have alopecia? No, she had hair loss too. I don't know if it
Did
was from
she?
medication or alopecia. I feel like, I don't remember, but I feel like, because I know her hair is short and she's rocking it, okay? If she doesn't have a nose ring, she needs one. She has a perfect face with her hair.
Looking at her right now, it's like her face is the same, other than like the her hair. Like she's like rocking it. Yeah, she's definitely aging gracefully.
I love her and she knows who she is. She can pick and choose if she wants to jump back in or jump back out. Like, this is the freedom of being someone like her. And that's a beautiful thing. I look at celebrities and like they have all the freedoms in the world. I don't think they do sometimes. I don't think they have the freedoms to just live. Some people, they set their boundaries. Like, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that. So you come to me with this project, you already know. I love that. That's the kind of celebrity I wish to be. Let me put that on my board. I want to
Yeah, put it
be.
on your board. Your board is fire, by the way. You have like a, that's
Thank you.
amazing. Yeah, it's
Thank
very good.
you.
Yeah, it says Ricky Lake 54 bears it all in nude bathtub pic. So yeah, I mean, she's doing it well.
She is. And now talking about her, remembering how much I love her, I might have to boot someone from my table of five.
Yeah, she would be a good guest at like at your table. I don't know. My table's ever changing.
Yeah, yeah. Your table is the after party, SNL after party.
You know what I forgot to tell you, and I'm bringing this up because I know your fascination, like with your love for the show. Recently, I haven't been watching. We didn't do What Are You Watching yet, but I'll talk about that. But I haven't watched anything on like the Netflix or the Hulus or anything like
that.
Netflix. Yes, but I've been watching reruns of The Office on TV. Yo, that is the best show ever. When he comes back from Jamaica with a little bead in his hair on the side, like I died. And when he was like trying to play like the oh my gosh, hysterical. So I've been watching that on reruns lately on TV. I forgot how good this show was. I legitimately forgot how amazing he is.
When it first aired, I did not care for it. That was not the time in my life.
Right.
For me to
I didn't watch it when it aired either.
No, we were pretty young when it came out. We wanted to be like outside. And like this show was such a comfort inside, eat some pizza, eat some good warm food. That's the kind of show it is. And when you're younger, I don't think you could appreciate it. When I do meet younger kids who love The Office, I'm like, oh my God, you're so mature. You're so blessed. Yeah. I didn't have the patience for that show. I did not. I didn't like the camera thing. I didn't like the whole like confessional kind of situation.
Yeah.
I was not into it. And then I don't know when I got hooked on Michael Scott.
I hate him so much.
Do you ever just like read facts about shows and you're like, this person was supposed to play Michael? The show would have been awful. And not necessarily awful, but just in a different direction if another actor had gotten that role.
Yeah. I always think about that too. Like, could there have been like another person? It's like things are in a way like, and I don't entirely believe it, but like things are meant to be. Like, they play out the way they're supposed to play out. But he's just hysterical. That's, I love him so much. Yeah, I know you heart the show and you watch it on reruns, but I've been watching that the last 2 days and I'm like, I forgot how funny it is. I got a lot. Like it was chuckling. It was so funny.
So in the vein of not trying to forget people I've run into, there are at least two cast members from the show that I've met.
One is a douche. No.
No. We'll talk about another time about comedians. We'll talk about stand-up comics one day. Like I think that's a whole show itself. But whenever we talk about a subject and you're like off pod, of course. If you tell me you hung out with their mother.
Right. You're like, if you like went to the barbershop with one of the guys from The Office and had like shots, I'm going to scream.
You get so upset. And
I do because I'll be like, oh, I love this person. And you're like, yeah. So I had a conversation with him when I was, waiting for the subway. And then he asked for my number. And then we did a little stint together. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
I love it. It's so funny. It's so funny to get reaction because even like our like off pod conversation, when you say something, it triggers a memory in my head. Because we always like talking pop culture. Yeah. So it triggers something. And I'm like, oh my God, that did happen. Oh, I spent time with this person and this person's great. And so sometimes I'm reluctant, but you brought up The Office. So then
I did. You know, so who was your celebrity run in this week? Who are you bringing up this week? Like related to The Office? Because I know one of them. I know of one, but we're not talking about that just yet.
Okay. We won't talk about that. That's a whole nother conversation.
That's a little bit of shade, but that's okay.
That is shade. But there's another person who was on the show, and a lot of people know him if you're a stand-up fan. His name is Patrice O'Neill, and he was in The Warehouse with the other guys, with Daryl and them. He was like one of the big dudes, and he was a stand-up comic, and he passed away from like diabetes-related kidney things, I think in the mid to 20-somethings, the teens or something like this. I hung out with him on a couple of occasions, and I hung out with a friend of his, and so he was there as like a fourth or fifth. I don't know. It was crazy. I was driving a little Nissan Sentra at the time, a two-door, and we're going back to another comic's house, and we're all gonna like drink and carry on the party. And so it was my girlfriend and I. And if you see Patrice, when I say he's from the warehouse in the office, he's a big guy. So he was like trying to get into the car, and he's like, what? He goes, why don't you take my balls and then come back for the rest of me? And we were on the sidewalk in the village crying, because I'm like, this is going to be a crazy night. And it was. And the funny part is, when we were hanging out, drinking, whatever, my girlfriend wasn't into him or whatever the case is. So they were just drinking beers and talking. And I was hanging out with the other guy. By the way, I was still a nice Catholic girl. Right. So later, they were watching a movie, and Dane Cook was in the movie. He was like on his way to like big stardom at the time, but he was in a crappy movie that just came on television. And they were like, "Oh, that's our boy and stuff." And this was like way back when. And then they called him to say that we're hanging out with a couple of girls and we're watching your stupid movie, and why'd you make this move? And he's like joking with them, and I'm just like, this is crazy. I'm watching this man on TV. And these two guys are talking to him. Like, I'd seen them do like stand up for a while. So it was just really mind boggling. So when Patrice passed, I was like, say what? I know he's like sorely missed in that community, for real, for real. Cause this guy's a cut up. I think he was like on an Opie and Anthony show for like a long time. People who follow comedy just know who Patrice O'Neill was. And it was like a real sad thing. When Michael wanted to go into the Baylor or whatever, he told Michael, "You got to be careful, man." And he was, "Michael, pay attention. You got to be careful, man." And I say that a lot. So, oh wow. So yeah, R.I.P. to Patrice. Yeah, we'll get into the other thing.
Yeah, the other one is like a longer.
Yeah. Are you glad I shared that? I am too. Was that a
I
fun
am.
Story?
Listen, you're running. Listen, you definitely have experiences in the scene. And that's why I love talking to you, because like you have references and not only context, but experiences in the field and appreciate it. And so as much as I get irritated by it, I love hearing your stories. I know.
I hate listening to your stories, but I appreciate them.
No, so I love funny. Them. Are you kidding?
I know. I mean them just, but it's so funny because you're like, oh, here we go. Oh,
here we go again. I ran into Oprah and I had to tie her shoes because I'm just kidding. No shade to Oprah. We love Oprah. So you were just having like one of my snacks of choice. So I have a question. Is it plantain or plantain chip?
From the Caribbean, where I'm from, they call it plantains, I guess. In Spanish culture, plantanos, right? Mm. So I guess plantains. What's the other version?
Plantain or plantain?
Plantain. Oh, yeah. It depends. I don't know.
I never say plantain. I've always been saying plantains, but I don't know. Is that wrong?
No, I like the plantanos. So I just say plantain. No, I never do. Actually, I say plantain.
I would like to be the person.
Going to stores, be like, plantanos?
So good.
So Tosh knows that my husband has like a problem.
I love your husband. What? I'm trying. One of my major goals in life, everyone knows I love Costco. If you don't, now you do. Costco bra. And actually, I'm only wearing one Costco item today, which is surprising. However, yes, I buy my bras at Costco, at least this one.
Tosh wants so bad to bring my husband to Costco.
Yes, I do.
First of all, he treats every store like Costco. He buys multiples of everything all the time. He's like, you see this shelf? You see this whole row? Can I get that in a
box? I want it all. Exactly.
I'm telling you, we might have talked about this before on pod. If he goes into Costco, his brain is going to burst. For a European person to walk into Costco, I think must be such an overwhelming sensation, because their stores are very like small, and we're used to just big ass stores. I've never been to a Walmart kind of store here, certainly not a Costco kind of store. So I can't do it. I can't watch it. He'll be fine, but it's going to have to be Tasha's responsibility for the outcome.
I accept that responsibility. Yesterday I went, so when I don't want to cook, sometimes my dad's like, yo, go to Costco, pick up a rotisserie chicken on the way home, and we'll put that bad boy in the oven, and then we'll make empanadas with the leftover chicken. Like that's our go-to like Friday, Saturday now, or Thursday, Saturday, which I'm down with. I'll take rotisserie chicken any day of the week. So I went yesterday and G's like, yo, if you can, take a picture of a tower or a display for my husband. Meanwhile, my hands are burning. I'm holding a chicken. My hands are, I'm like, where, what picture, what tower, what display is like muffins, like of the toasty, like what picture am I gonna take for this woman's husband? By the way, I apologize. I didn't end up taking a picture because I didn't have a card and my hands were like scalding from the chicken and I did the self-checkout real quick. So but next time I go, my dad was so upset. He's like, yeah, why didn't you take a picture? I was like, I had two hands. Like, what? I brought you home a chicken. Like, what did you think? Like, with one hand and take a picture? And he was like, all like, upset. I was like, I couldn't take a picture. Like, I'm sorry.
That was so funny. I forgot I asked you to take a picture. That's very,
Yeah,
very
you're like,
sweet.
if you can, nonchalantly, don't look weird or anything, but take a picture of a nice display. And then I was like,
I don't understand how every third and fourth day of the week you go to Costco and
Every
get these
yes.
chickens. And I don't understand how you just don't get multiple chickens for the week.
I
Always buy.
should.
I don't understand that.
I should. I mean, they're fresher if you get them on the day, I guess. I don't even
I
know,
guess.
but I'm assuming.
When I think of Costco, I think of very long lines. And I think that I forgot that you could do self-checkout.
You
Maybe I
can. The
didn't.
self-checkout was long, but it goes quick.
Yikes. I just can't. I can't go into for a little chicken in a store like this. I have to go to a smaller store because I feel like, okay, this fits. I'm not going to a place that sells printer cartridges for chicken. I just can't
Every day of
do
the week, every day. Phone, you want a phone? They'll get you a phone. You want a house? I'm pretty sure there's real estate people there.
Yeah,
Like
I'm sure of it.
mortgages, they sell everything there. Everything.
Everything is in that store. It freaks me out, and I'm so glad. Sorry, I love you to pieces, but I'm so glad I don't run into these big ass stores anymore. Like I love little mom and pop shops. I love them. And I feel like more chains are popping up over
No,
like,
you're right.
listen, I just love even though my German's terrible, I love talking to people in my
I know you
terrible.
do. You're good at that. I need to like be better with that.
When you go to Costco, do you speak to
No, I'm on a mission. I think I break the record every time I'm in and out of Costco. My dad's like, oh, it's like it's 3:47. By the time we go there, we get home, it's gonna be rush hour. We're gonna be like, it's gonna be forever. It's gonna be long lines. Like he like is meticulous to the point. Like he goes early, and I can go any time during the day. Like I'm in and out. Like I'm like, okay. Even if I wait online, I'm quick. I'm like parallel to the person in front of me, you know, to make sure like, yo, you're next. Like, let's keep it moving. Like, let's keep the line moving. Like, so I do the self-checkout. I have my Costco card in hand. Like, I'm good. I'm in and out within like 7 minutes. My dad will circle the back to make sure like it's away from the carts, which is good, is like good protocol, but I'm like very efficient. I'm in and out.
When you take my husband with you to Costco, you're going to be so pissed off.
My dad goes down every aisle when I go with him. It's like a leisure thing.
Every aisle, he will look at everything
Yes.
like humongous peanut butter and the humongous
I
like
think that's a
relish.
guy thing, though.
The condiments, he's gonna freak out over the condiments. The size of the ketchups, he's going to lose his shit.
Size
You
of a
have
newborn.
no idea. When we go visit my family at home, and my mom's like, oh, I'm gonna go to BJ's, I'm gonna go to Costco or whatever. She's like, who wants to come? I'm like, Mom, I love you so much. Maybe I'll go with you and I'll let him sleep in or something because I don't want him to know about this place. I can't have him know about it. He's gonna buy a couch.
No.
Mom, you got a new couch because he saw it. He's gonna see things that he's never seen before in just a regular supermarket and he's going to lose it.
It's so
I
funny.
can't.
My dad, he finds it hysterical when I'm like, yeah, she'll be like, shh, don't mention Costco. He's right here.
That's
Don't.
exactly.
I'm at Costco. What up? And you're like, shh, don't say that. Don't say that.
I can't believe your love for Costco like this.
I want to be sponsored by the rotisserie chickens at Costco.
Specifically, just the chickens?
Specifically, the rotisserie chickens. I go there at least once a week for rotisserie chickens. I'm an avid consumer. I feel like I need to do, if there's Yelp reviews, I will do Yelp reviews. My dad loves their chicken. He's like, oh my God, it looks so beautiful. He never gives me a compliment, but he's like, this one's a gorgeous one. Like, we put that shit on broil, and he's like, it's amazing.
What do you mean it looks so beautiful?
Yes, he's like, oh my God, this is a good one. Because you can pick, like, various degrees of, like, you know, lightly cooked. You know, like, they're under the heat lamp. This is a good one. This is a beautiful one.
Does he thump it like a watermelon? Does he thump the chicken?
No, he'll flip it. He puts it on his side. He likes it toasty. So like it can be scalding hot. It's fully cooked and he still puts it in the oven and he's like, oh, she's a beauty. And I'm like, oh boy.
I did not know the depth of your
He loves the rotisserie chicken and now we do empanadas with leftover chicken. So it's like it's a win-win.
Chicken is so versatile. That part is true. You eat all the legs and the wings and all that stuff. And then you have like this whole breast to work with and you can do so many things. The food that keeps giving. It really is.
So but I know you make like chicken wings. Like you're good with that. You definitely make like good meals. By the way, you're drinking a very, very good drink that you told me about off pod. But like tell the audience, because that looks mad good.
Thank you. It's an Amation jar. And it's catching up to me. I came from the gym, which is so dumb because now I made myself a cocktail, but it is so
nice. You need to reward yourself. I don't go to the gym and I eat cereal, so it doesn't matter.
My gym teacher person instructor guy told me not to drink on the days that you work out. He's like, you're defeating the purpose. All your body's going to do is try to fight that alcohol and everything you did, it's not going to fight the fat. It's going to fight the alcohol. I'm like, why didn't you tell me this a long time ago?
I mean, I don't think I'm not a fitness person, but I think a drink like you've been going multiple times a week. I think that's the point. You work out so you're able to maintain and drink and eat the things that you like. And it's not constant.
Not if I'm your size, then that works.
No,
but I have a pouch and this
I appreciate
is
that. But
I have to get rid of the visceral fat. Like I got to get rid of that fat. I got to get rid of fat.
No.
And
no.
Then I could do exactly what you're saying because now it's just maintenance. I'm still trying to burn off fat. So I'm putting sugar on top of that. And then I eat something like full fat, like a steak or like meat. Because now I'm combining both. I'm doing a sugar diet and a fat diet.
No, you got to live though. You got to live. And I disagree with you.
Now I want a donut.
Okay. So, wait, so you didn't say what was in the drink.
Okay. So what I do is I have a spicy margarita. It's a spicy pineapple margarita. So I can never say the name of it. Tagine or tagine. It's like a Mexican spice and has like chili in it, dried lime, salt, all that kind of stuff. When you go get like a spicy margarita, like at the bar, they rim your glass with that one, you know? I put like a little pinch of that. I always have pineapples frozen in the freezer or pineapple juice frozen. And then I add tequila to it and I shake it like a slushy, put a bunch of limes in this drink. So it's very, very tart. There's no sugar. There's no triple sec because of the pineapple juice. But pineapple juice is so sweet. I need to be stopped. But the weather is so nice.
It lends itself to a good drink.
Oh my God. They want you to believe it's Mexico outside. And I want to believe it too. So I'm just going to walk around the streets with my mason jar. Everyone is so lovey-dovey in the streets. People are actually holding their children's hands. No, I'm just kidding. They always have. It's been so nice for the last, I don't know, week or so that I don't want to be too happy because the German gods will take it from us. And I don't, they really will. So I want to enjoy every second of it. But I was so excited to record today. And after recordation, I plan to do something outdoors. We must. I can't wait till you come to visit.
Yeah, my dad's always like, go to Germany and do this and do that. But have to coordinate our schedules because you have a few things going on. Yeah, we'll coordinate something.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, but for those of you who don't know, we're in different time zones. So I'm in New York and you're in Germany. So I'm representing for the US, apparently, for all the No, just kidding. And you're the European flavor, although your roots are New York at heart. But yeah, so I'm on Long Island and you're in Hamburg.
Yeah. Speaking of Long Island at heart, I was meeting a friend a couple of days ago. The weather, listen, when I tell you people need to take advantage of the weather here, they don't care what it is. Like, meet me here in the outdoors and we'll just hang out and drink wine. So my friend called and he's like, meet me at this vineyard type place, whatever. It was just open yard. It was great. It was beautiful. It wasn't a vineyard. It's called that. That's not the point. It was.
Yay, we said it.
We'll talk about that too. Jeez.
I know.
Jeez. So I met him and like he gave me the directions and usually I use the directions very well, but he told me it was next to another landmark that we've met at before. So I was really heading off in that direction. And so when I realized he was wrong and I looked at the address actually, and I was like, oh, this was in another Italian restaurant we've been to. So I'm walking and I'm trying to rush now because I'm late. And there's this couple in front of me. It's not couples. It's his father and his son. And the boy's passing his cell phone to his dad. And the dad's like, mom, I can't talk about this right now. I just can't talk about this in pure plain English. I was like, what part of the States are you from? And he was like, Long Island. No, New York. I was like, get out. And I was like, where? Long Island. What? Where? Nassau. Now I'm not continuing. We're like 20 minutes. We got to the point where we're like, wait a minute. And if those out there who know, I was like, wait, home of Susan Lucci? And he's like, you know it. And I was like, get out of here. That was the closest in proximity I've ever met anyone on the streets of this burg. I've never met anyone that close to where I grew up. And mm-hmm. we were talking about like things that we knew. Like he's got a couple years on me, but we still know the same spots and places. So that was kind of cool. So sometimes when you meet someone from the States, like there's an obligation, you almost feel like, oh, we've got to like link up. We've got to, right. you know? And I've had that experience with people. They like call me right away or text right away. And I've had some experiences with people like we've stood on a sidewalk and talked for like an hour and they never called me. And I was brokenhearted. I've come home telling my husband, I met someone from the States and they were so cool. And then like 2 days go by, 3 days go by, a week goes by. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, they never called me.
I know.
Don't they like me? My husband's consoling me. Mm-hmm. That's the best part. That's the best part. So me and this guy, we're going to keep in touch. We're like, yeah, let's go grab a drink. The weather's amazing. We have to do it before it changes. So I'm going to see him soon because it's going to change. Okay. Yeah,
and I love how you refer to yourselves as transplants, like when you meet like a fellow transplant. So I think that's like a good, definitely to have when we start getting guests and stuff, to have like him on and just like talk about like your experience being there in a different country and how you assimilate and stuff. And assimilate is a theme because we're both first generation too. So we kind of like understand like the nuances and the difficulties to that. But yeah, but especially for you, like you moved there, you know, well into like adulthood. And now you're, you know, you definitely come across like a few people that also have moved there and you make connections and it's like important. So, I mean, I think that's really cool. Yeah.
Oh, you're so smart.
No.
I love how you like.
You're so smart.
You're so smart.
No, but you're good. I love that about you. You're like, you make like conversation with people. Like I look down. I'm like, oh.
No, Tasha's so sweet and she's so kind. She's just busy. She got things to do. She has to go get her chickens.
She's gotta get her chickens.
But like, no. I don't think I would necessarily do this at home. I never had to do it at home.
You were always very social. You were always very good when we worked together. You were not only good with the residents, with the staff, like you definitely were personable, outgoing. I think you've always had that about you. Yeah.
But I will tell you, being in a different country, different culture, the pressure of not looking weird is alleviated. Like I'll never see you again. So me reaching out to you is like, I constantly feel I'm on like a weird trip. Like I'm on a student, like a, I don't know, exchange program. Sometimes it doesn't click. You know, that I live here. I've been here for a while. So that's weird. But sometimes I feel like this is like a giant experiment and I'm just researching. I don't know what I think I'm doing here, but my balls to talk to randos it's phenomenal. And I've met so many people this way. So many people. And it's so funny, like North Americans, because I have a couple of Canadian friends. I'm like, you're from the same place. Except when it matters. Like when you start talking about like heavier stuff, I'm like, you're from Canada. You know nothing. So that's how that goes. But otherwise,
I love that. I wish I could do that. I mean, sometimes it depends. I don't know.
Do you ever meet people who are like, English is their
No.
second language? No, wait. She's like,
I
no,
don't
I
meet people, period. So that the latter part of that doesn't even matter.
So wait, if you saw a little old like Portuguese speaking woman like stuck in the store, she's like, help me, you would come in there, right? And
But you will just like start up conversations with people like in general. Like if someone was at help, like needed help, I would, but like just if I just like overheard someone speaking Portuguese here, like I wouldn't be like, oh, like yeah.
okay. Yeah, because you're from there, it's different. Yeah. When I hear English here, like my ears are like satellites now, because if I hear
You're like Scooby-Doo,
I'm not,
you're like
I hear it. Like I hear it so clearly. And I'm like, who spoke? Hey, freeze. And I'm like, everybody spoke. I'm like, hey, who said it? Who said leave me alone, Ma? Who said that? So I'm always like, who are you? Where are you? I like you just train your ear to hear it. And don't get it twisted. I mean, there's so many languages going on in these cities, like these bigger cities,
definitely a
like
melting pot.
languages, like you're like, what? And when you're from New York, you think you've seen it all. No, it's not necessarily the case. I'm meeting people from countries I've never thought I'd meet, because those people are so far away from the States that they come to Europe first, you know. And if America is their final like destination, that's something else. But a lot of immigrants are not in the tri-state area or the West Coast like that, at least that I know of. And I think maybe those people be on California or on the West Coast. But I'm like, where are you from? I don't get to meet people like that. And I've met, we're from New York. We've met so many cultures. So it's just interesting to know about people's countries and how all these languages that are spoken. Speaking of which, I don't know what to do. But I had a German class 2 days ago, and I rushed home from the gym so I could log in to my class with my tutor. And on my way home, it says your tutor canceled the class, which he's never done. There's always me who cancels and reschedules. And I'm like, what is going on? And we write each other from time to time. And I'm like, dude, are you okay? And I haven't heard anything. So he has to be okay if he was able to cancel the class. Does that make sense or no?
So you don't have German class Tuesday?
She's like, so what are you trying to say? You don't have class? No.
So we recording or no, he's fine. No.
He's fine, right?
Actually I can't record on Tuesday.
Oh no.
I have a laser appointment. By the way, have you ever lasered since we talked
No.
about plastic surgery and top? So yeah, I'm retouching. I'm doing my laser appointment on Tuesday. So that shit hurt in the beginning. Now not so much, but what we do for vanity. No, but I need to. I'm European. I was like hairy as so now I don't have to worry about it. And not that I did my arms. I don't know why I just did that because my arms are still hairy. Yeah, like that. I don't know why I did that, but
Your arms are so good.
no, they're not.
Like you use dumbbells all the time.
No, I
Good for you.
wish. I have been attacking the Cheerios at midnight like it's my job.
This is when we're off pod, of course. And we're just talking, and Tasha's like, crunch, crunch. First of all, her crunches, whew,
No, my
they are
gulps. When I send you a morning audio message and I'm like, good morning, madame, gulp.
it is a symphony of like beautiful sounds of crunching and gulping, sip, gloop. And it's like amazing. She's like, so I was thinking that gloop. I'm like, what is that? Like, what are you drinking from? A funnel? What's happening? I don't And then she's like, you know what? I want to try this like no sugar thing as she's crunching on her Cheerios.
Sometimes
And
I don't even eat it as cereal. I put it in a bowl. I snack on it while I watch TV. Maybe I'll add a little yogurt, not really, but oh, that shit's the bomb.
so good.
We need a honey nut. I need a Cheerio endorsement and a rotisserie chicken endorsement from Costco.
My endorsement is not coming because, well, one of them can. One of them can because it's international and I know they could do it here. Shout out to HelloFresh, I think it's called. Yeah, HelloFresh,
Yes,
because
you
this is
love you,
one of my
HelloFresh.
favorite things. So like we put that out into the universe. Pick it up, pick it up. Let's do this. And people are gonna listen to our endorsements. So, give me a break. Give me my food. And then my second one is Trader Joe's, which will never happen. These people have never made a commercial. They've never advertised a day in their life. I am in Germany and I send you articles.
No, I get the articles too, like the latest.
You don't even rush to get it. I'm looking at showing my husband. He's been to Trader Joe's with me in the States a bunch of times. And sometimes we make a trip of it. People are like, oh, you guys want to meet at a restaurant or whatever? You guys want to? I'm like, nah, I think we're going to go to Trader Joe's and get a different bunch of stuff. I'm not kidding. I know that I've mentioned it, but it is a German company. And when you finally went, didn't you love it?
Yes, I enjoyed it. Like I said, you brought up samples and I was like, there was no samples when I went, which I was like, okay, because Costco be giving out samples all day every day. But anyway, that's not the point. Okay. When I went, they didn't have samples. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. They usually do. And no, you can at Trader Joe's ask to open a bag of plantain chips and try them.
I know you told me that you can do that. I don't think I would have the balls to do that,
though. I know. But they have no problems doing it. They're super friendly to talk to you. And you're like, are these really good? Yeah, I'd love to try it. And they'll open the package for you. It is amazing. So there's your sample, all right?
All right. There's your sample, all right? All right, you're going to ask.
You know what? You think about your purpose in life, your mission in life, and why was I here? I think I was here to get the first Trader Joe's opened here in my city.
For that. Oh my God. That would be so, imagine if we got this podcast up and running and that was like your plight. Is plight a word?
Yeah.
To get like Trader Joe's in Germany, that would be amazing.
Sign the petition. They'd be like, what? What is it, world hunger? No.
No. Trader Joe's in Hamburg. You need spices soon. You got to tell me.
Oh my God. Oh. Audience, let me tell you something. My girl Tasha is so wonderful to me. I'm really a Trader Joe advocate. I know what they have on the shelves before she does. Well, she doesn't go, so she doesn't know. I just sent her the article and I had tears in my eyes. 35 products for this summer to try. And I'm scrolling. Oh, look at 26. I send it to her. She's like, oh, that's cool. You don't even know the treasure you have. You don't even understand. Back in New York, I had Trader Joe's in abundance. I was like, I'll always have this. Yeah. And my poor sweet husband goes to all kinds of markets and he's like, this is close to Trader Joe's. I'm like, it'll never be Trader Joe's.
He's so good.
Yeah. He tries all kinds. Fancy labels. I'm like, get it out of here. Get it out of here. So, you know, Aldi is partnered with Trader Joe's. So sometimes you'll see a couple of items in the supermarkets here and I'll have the Trader Joe logo, but I know it. They know it. We all know. You're not Trader Joe.
Because I'm due for another Trader Joe's visit soon. Well, I've been due, according to you.
I don't want you to associate your visits with things you have to send to me.
I enjoy that because it's like you don't have that and you appreciate it. And like also, which by the way, I did buy some of the seasonings for myself. Good. Like the salmon rub, which my dad does like. We use a salmon rub. Mm-hmm. So I might hit up some other seasonings too, because that's one thing, we just do salt, pepper, olive oil. Like we're very like European. So my seasoning game is weak, but like you do like a lot of marinades and seasonings, and they have like a whole like display. I mean, they have like a lot of variety. So I will go there and get some stuff for myself as well.
I want people to start sharing what they use some of their seasonings for, because you out of the kindness of your own heart, you got me a bunch of new seasonings that I didn't try. They have a ketchup one. Yes. And I'm like, I still have not opened it. And I'm looking at it like, what am I going to use you for?
What could you put the ketchup? Maybe popcorn?
Dry ketchup. I don't want no ketchup on my popcorn.
No? Okay. Yeah.
No. On a hamburger?
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea. When all else fails, I love Trader Joe's so much. When they make these exotic, weird ass spices, they're like, oh, he's great on popcorn. That's their default for everything. And then you sent me another one, sriracha. I tried the sriracha one.
Yeah.
I don't know what to use it for either. So I've been into like my Mediterranean phase.
Yeah.
So I've been, that Green Goddess one is so delicious. Like, I put it on everything. I make marinades and salads, and the Green Goddess one is so amazing. Ooh, girl, like, it's my store. My heart is so full.
Well, my heart is full having spoken to you today. As always, it's been such a great time catching up and filling the audience in on all our whereabouts and going ons. And I look forward to doing it again with you soon, my dear, Madame.
Yeah, me too. Another great one.
All right, my dear. Have a wonderful day and peace out, y'all.
So, bye.
Bye.